Okay, testing, testing, 1, 2.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
It appears that it's probably working.
Okay, let's go.
Hello and welcome to the first official episode of the David and Danetta podcast.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Exciting. Okay, it's not the first official one. I think we've done like 3 podcasts before, but I deleted them. If you're listening on audio, because they're ages ago, we're just trying things, practicing all the rest of it. But now we are starting afresh and we are ready to go. Like, I'm pumped for this, as some people would say. Mm-hmm. Pumped where I'm from means you farted, but whatever. So today what we're going to do is, it is the 1st of December, so welcome to December. Welcome to the first official video or audio, if that's how you like it, of David and Danetta's Vlogmas.
Yes.
We're going to be doing videos throughout December over on the YouTube channel. This is on the YouTube channel as well as being audio, but for you audio listeners, get yourselves over to the YouTube channel where all the action is going down, but also subscribe, comment, get involved and all the rest of it. Today we're kicking off by talking about, well, Vlogmas. Like, what is Vlogmas? Why are we doing it? What's the pros of it? What's the cons of it? And all the rest of that juicy stuff. I'm like, just, yeah, what is it? So I'll start off by asking you, my lovely wife, Danetta. That didn't sound right, did it? What's Vlogmas to you? What do you think Vlogmas is?
Where YouTubers upload a video every day throughout December.
Any type of video?
Well, I did think it was any type of video, and I know some people do content that isn't related to Christmas on Vlogmas, but then you told me the other day that it is supposed to be all Christmas
Shall I read
videos,
you?
Which makes sense.
Shall I read you something official? See, I thought, surely it's videos from the 1st to the 25th that are Christmas related, Christmassy. This is what I found on the website today. There's a couple of articles, they all say similar things. What is Vlogmas? Mm-hmm. Vlogmas is a yearly tradition in which vloggers of the YouTube community gear up for Christmas by posting a video each day of December, similar to Vida, vlog every day in April, and Vlogtober. This vlogging tradition has a Christmas spin to it, with vloggers eager to get their viewers in the holiday spirit. They make it their mission to post a video for all 24 days leading up to Christmas. So that tells me, it's like their mission to get people up for Christmas. So surely they would be Christmassy video. Because what we've done, we've been in like in the YouTube space for about 3 years now or whatever. And I've seen people just kind of, obviously there are Christmas elements because it's December. Oh, a lot of them are shopping and stuff. But it does just tend to be like everyday vlogs. And it's like, well, you did this in April. You did this in October. Like, why are you doing the same thing again?
I don't
in December?
Think a lot of people do like Vlogmas and just think it is just like I thought, really. You upload every day in
December
and it's any type of video, really. But you just upload.
Well, we were umming and ahhing. You said the other day, because as it stands at the moment, for those of you that don't know, we've just had about 7 weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult. If you're a creator especially, you'll know. I mean, I suppose it's the same with any line of work as well.
Yeah.
If you have 7 weeks, let's just say nearly 2 months off doing what your day-to-day job is, how difficult is that first day back?
Yeah.
And then when you add as well that we don't really have a boss and no one tells us what to do and there ain't really anything that we have to do. We choose to do everything that we do.
Yeah, it's been really difficult to get back into the swing of it. And also, like, when you're talking to the camera or to a microphone or to your phone, it has taken a while to get back into it.
You don't just like trundle into your office or your warehouse or whatever and start like, you know, putting stuff on shelves or filling out paperwork or whatever it is that you would do. Like, you can't really get away with just having a shifty one kind of thing, you know, like pissing about, like easing your way back in. It's kind of like, well, no, because when I press record, I've got to record something that somebody wants to watch or hear or listen to or whatever. So we decided, you mentioned, didn't you, a few days ago, like, why don't we do Vlogmas? Like, go all in, because that's generally what we do. We don't do things in halves. We tend to go, right, if we're doing something, we're doing it properly.
Yeah, and I thought it might give us the push that we needed just to get back into the swing of it, really.
Yeah. And I thought, no.
Yeah, your first reaction was, no, we're not doing that.
No, like, definitely not, because I just thought, no, it's just, because, again, I had in my head, I would have to come up with 24 minimum Christmas type videos.
So we film up to Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like the Christmas Eve one goes out on Christmas Day and then that's it. Is that how it works?
I don't know. I think it works however you want it to work.
Well, I'm guessing if it's the 24 days up to it, you're filming up to 24 days.
Or maybe then... your last one goes out on Christmas Eve to say like, look, it's Christmas tomorrow. I hope everyone has a good Christmas, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Know. But anyway, what we decided then, a couple of days goes past. I see our friend Michaela McDade has decided she's doing Vlogmas and stuff. And I thought, you know what? Let me just have a little Google here. Let me just have a little look at, see if I can come up with some Christmas ideas off the top of my head, or what are other people, Christmas type videos, what are they doing? So I had a quick little Google and immediately come up with about 15 video ideas where I thought, hang about, if I can get, I think I texted you as well, didn't I? Because you were like all the way in the next room. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if you can come up with 10 to 15 video ideas, I'll do it. Like Christmas ideas.
Yeah, I think I came up with 2.
Yeah. I immediately come back with 11. Then I added about another 2 or 3 after that. So we've ended up with about 15 Christmassy video ideas, thinking we'll either come up with more ideas as we go along, or that's where your normal vloggy type videos can fill the gaps. Yeah. And I say we're going to do it up until Christmas Day. Because I've also got a pod, like That David podcast, the other one. I've got one episode of that I want to get done before Christmas Day as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're into it. So that's what Vlogmas is. We're going into it purely because we want to throw ourselves in deep end, and then you've got to swim.
Yeah.
There's no like standing up because it's on the waist high. It's like get in deep end. If you don't swim, you drown. Get us back into it, ready to really smash 2020, because we've sat down recently, had a real good look. Life stuff happens recently and it makes you have a good look at life and you think, actually, what do we want to do? And if we want to do it, we need to go all in. We need to have a proper schedule. For the first time in years, we've come up with working hours, with an actual schedule, and a more of a business plan and strategy, if you like. And this is only like the second day of implementing that officially, and I'm more motivated than I've ever been in my life, and I am a motivated motherfucker sometimes.
Yeah, that's why I do think Vlogmas will be a good idea, because we've obviously put all that in place, done a timetable and whatnot, and now we've actually got something that we have to do to make ourselves do it. Because I was saying the other day, once I said, when are we actually gonna, we had loads of video ideas, not Vlogmas ideas, just loads of ideas in general, and all right, so when are we actually going to start it, like January or what have you? But
yeah,
this is like making us do it now.
Yeah, that's it, definitely, because that's another thing that we tend to be good at, that everyone else is good at as well. So don't be dissing us, because you're the
planning,
same
planning
it's like, and, you talk about it, you plan it, and I there was this interesting thing, I can't remember where I heard it, but it were about, once your brain doesn't know the difference between actually doing something and visualizing yourself doing it. So it's kind of like, once you've then gone online and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this, it's going to be amazing, blah, 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 and you get a real buzz and people are like, yeah, that's going to be amazing, we can't wait. You've had that buzz that you wanted from actually doing the thing, but you haven't even done it yet, you just spoke about it. But your brain has received that buzz and has been like, all right, nice one. And then you lose all motivation to actually do it. Like, that's an actual thing, apparently. Yeah. And I think, yeah, definitely, I suffer from that. I put it out on Instagram, on my Instagram. Should we do Vlogmas? And as it stands at the moment, it's been out for, it doesn't tell me here, but I mean, I put it out earlier today. Let's say it's been out like 12 hours or whatever. We've got, what's the percentage? 80-20.
To do it.
80-20 to do it. So 80% of people, there are a handful of people here that have clicked on no. However, I think that's when they're just skipping through our thing. So you 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, you handful or so people have been caught skipping through our videos, because that'll be where
they might just not want to do it. They might just not want us to do it.
Nah, not a chance. Some of these people definitely want us to do it. I'm only kidding. I ain't got a clue, to be honest. I won't name and shame either, but obviously 80% of people want us to do it, which is fantastic. And so, yeah, so we're going to do it. So, Vlogmas, we know what it is. We know that we're doing it. We know why we're doing it. What are the pros We've covered a couple, haven't we? But what are the pros for anyone, not just us, for anyone?
I don't know, you've got a list.
I've got a list, that's right. Yeah, I'm come prepared. So like we're saying, it gets you going, it gets you back into the swing of filming, and it gets you into the algorithm of YouTube again. Yeah. Because one thing people don't do is be consistent on YouTube.
Yeah.
And obviously if you're uploading, let's just say 24 videos in 24 days, YouTube algorithm or whatever is going to start picking that up and thinking, well, these people are consistent. That's good.
Yeah. It's fun as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what my next point says. Are you reading? You've read this, haven't you? it's good fun. It is, because as well, it's not even just your normal videos. Like you might like to do Clean With Me or Audi Haul or What I Eat in a Day and stuff, which is the good videos if you want to do them.
Yeah, I enjoy doing that, yeah.
Yeah, but you won't enjoy them like getting dressed up as an elf and a Santa.
Well, this is
and talking about Christmas
it?
Songs. Yeah.
You can't do this any other time of the year, can you?
No. So the content is you've got that bit more extra excitement from it, I think, because like you say there, it's niche. Like you could do any of those other videos
anytime
in those 11 months, but this is the only time really that you can go, let's talk about Christmas songs, let's talk about Christmas films, let's do this, let's do that. Not just talking either, let's get out and about, and generally everybody seems to be happier as well, don't they?
Yeah, everybody's more happy at Christmas time, aren't they?
Definitely. And it's also what's trending. So in YouTube, whether you like it or not, it's only 1 in a million people that are going to like, probably literally well, 1 in a million, are going to stand out doing what they want because they want and not playing the YouTube game.
Yeah.
Whereas the other... not 1 in a million, 999,999. They have to play the game if they're going to win.
Yeah.
And this is just the game. This is what's trending. In December, people do Vlogmas. People do Christmas. So you've got to research what your titles are going to be. You've got to make some good thumbnails. And you've got to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
And I've always been a stickler for this.
We never really have we?
No. You know, every time there is like a trend going on, I'm like, well, I'm not fucking doing it. Because everyone's doing it. And now I'm like... mom's skin. So we need to start doing something. So I think there's a good little handful of pros, but we must talk about if you're thinking about doing this or jumping on, even though like today's the first, or what if you're
because
to
I don't think
after.
If you want to do it, I think you do need to be organized. Like I don't think it's something you can just decide on 1st of December, or I'm going to do Vlogmas now.
Yeah.
Because
it's got to be
to do it good, 27th of November,
like, yeah. You've got to give yourself at least 3-4 days.
But to do it good, you do need to just at least have a list of videos, don't you? And just be a bit organised.
Yeah.
It's not
I think easy. This period we're in now, so what day is it today? I don't know. Is it like yesterday? We're like 27th or whatever, 28th. So we've given ourselves 3 or 4 days until the 1st. And we are, it says here, look, it's the 28th today. So we started on the 27th, we decided we're doing it. Today, we started smashing videos out. And hopefully, come the 1st on Sunday, there's a possibility we'll have like 6 videos ready.
It.
If you can get a week ahead,
you need
you're
to
winning.
Bulk film. You like when you're doing...
bulk film. I thought you said bulk film then.
No, you need to, when you're doing either a Vlogmas or a... whatever the other ones are. I forgot off the top of
Vlogtober.
My head. Vlogtober. That's it. There's an August
Vega.
One as well, isn't there? Is there?
Vlogust.
No. I don't know. Anyway, you need to, like, if you're sitting down to do one video, like, you could, if you've got time, sit down and do a couple or three, and then you've got them in bag.
Yeah.
You definitely need
and
to
And I think don't
film.
Be too picky.
Yeah.
Because we filmed a video today that I won't... am I that bothered? I don't think I'm that bothered. I had fun filming it and stuff, but generally, I'd probably not... it didn't excite me so much. Talking about Christmas films, I've not really watched that many Christmas films. But as soon as I got into it and I'm doing it, I'm like, oh yeah, this is really enjoyable,
fun.
This is
yeah.
good. And it's Christmassy. And you've also got to think, what do other people want to watch? What do they want to hear about? Because part of our job is... not only doing what we want to do, like we do with vlogs and stuff, but we're trying to build like an entertainment network, if you like. We're entertaining people through audio, on podcast, or we're hoping to. on video, on YouTube.
And when it's things like A Bit of Fun, it entertains people, doesn't it? Even if it might not necessarily entertain
That's
you.
It. When I'm watching them back and I'm editing them, I'm like, oh, this is actually a lot more fun to watch than it was when I was recording. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot I said that. That was quite funny. So some of the cons, though, if you're looking to get into Vlogmas, I mean, it's never too late to start. You can do what you want. You don't even have to do it every day if you want. Just do Monday, Friday.
No, because
Friday,
also, didn't it start where people just did the 12 days and still, I think, some people
I think I just
do.
Made that up.
No, I'm sure some people still do.
The official story is in 2011, there's a girl called Ingrid Nilsson who started it. However, somebody then spotted a video from 2010, the year before, and they actually called the videos Vlogmas, but they only got up to the 12th or 15th and packed in.
But if you do it whatever you want, like if you want to just do like the 12 days of Christmas,
a week,
whatever, 12, you know,
You
want.
But what you need to be aware of is a couple of these cons that we've got.
Yeah.
It's proper hard work. Like YouTube is hard work, full stop. Yeah. Like even if you film once a week, right? Finding the idea, the time, and then just having the ability to be able to sit down, be in that frame of mind, because it's all right thinking, oh, well, I'll not be busy between like 8 and 9 tonight. But then are you going to be motivated at that time as well? It's all got to click into place,
yeah,
or you've got to force yourself to like really get up for it. So it's hard work doing, say, one video a week or a year.
I don't think people realise how difficult it is to do videos, but like daily vloggers and stuff, I hold my hand up to them.
Mm.
Is that a saying?
Yeah.
I held my hand up to him. It sounded a bit weird
hands.
What I was saying. Yeah.
Oh, you take your hat off. Whatever. Hands up, hat off.
Yeah.
Because pants down.
People just think, oh, these YouTubers, it's easy. They just do a video. It's not, is it?
No.
It's not at all.
And even so, the filming is sometimes not so bad. And the editing can be like, takes hours. Or vice versa. Like you think, oh, I don't mind being sat in office editing, but I've not got the motivation to get out and about. So if you can think of ideas of videos that just involve you sitting down at home, bang as many out as you possibly can to get yourself in front and then get out and about. So it is hard work, but then anything worth doing is hard work. Nothing's going to be easy, is it?
I'll say a con.
Go on then.
That I find when everybody's doing Vlogmas, because I watch a lot of YouTubers that do Vlogmas. I don't know if you do, but I do, and I find it really difficult to keep up with everybody. Because normally, like the YouTubers that I watch, they'll normally upload maybe 3 times a week max or whatever. Yeah. And you can kind of keep up with them, apart from maybe if I watch some daily vlogs. But when everybody's uploading every day, you can't keep up with everybody.
So you need to just subscribe, bell notification for David and Danetta.
Yeah, that's all.
And then figure other people out.
Yeah.
Figure other people out later. They don't really matter.
But it is difficult, especially if you watch quite a few people. It is hard to keep up with everybody.
Everyone's doing it. There's so much content. Yeah. But then, do you also have a bit more time? A lot of people have time off over Christmas, New Year and stuff. So, I don't know. And also, a lot of people are watching and maybe a little bit more YouTube because they're wanting inspiration. Like, as well, if you do, like, baking and recipes, or you're into your home decor and shit like that.
Or if you just need
those people should smash Vlogmas. In fact, if you're listening, if you do home decor, like, and you can be decorating your house on a budget, decorating your house luxury, like no budget style, or baking, like making homemade mince pies, this and other, people are looking for those videos. I know. I've been researching today. I'll put it out there. We'll go through that in a second. Easily run out of ideas.
Yeah.
You can. Mm-hmm. This is it. Going back to what we're saying, be prepared. So we won't run out of ideas because we've already got about 15 ideas. Then I'm bringing in the podcast boys who have got a couple of more ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a possibility we might collab with a couple of people during December. So that's a couple more. And then we might not even have time for vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
We might actually end up with a video idea every single day. Like a proper video rather than just a vlog. But yeah, it is easy to run out of ideas. That's why I say easy. It's easy if you're not putting the planning in. Because I just typed in on YouTube or internet yesterday, Vlogmas ideas.
Yeah, but it's also
and
finding
like 500
ideas.
Come
it's
up.
Also finding ideas that suits you as well. That you can't do every single act. Like there's some that you mentioned, and I'm like, I can't do that. Or we can't do that.
Yeah. And I already had too many people to watch. You already said that.
Mm.
So let's get over onto
thinking on your drink.
Instagramarino, and let's just find where I was asking about what you got to say about Vlogmas. Which I've no idea where I put it, but I know people have been commenting and stuff. So I put it out there about Vlogmas and stuff, and people were generally saying similar things. Oh, I tried it, but I got to day 8, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is too much hard work. Some people are saying they just can't keep up with the ideas.
It's definitely not for everybody, is it? No, it is not. Hard.
And I've no idea where the other stuff has gone, really. So
that's
so,
that then.
So I'm fucking pointless on it. But yeah, I mean, I saw loads of notifications come up earlier, and now I can't remember whether I put it on a post or whatever. I tried it and failed, somebody says. Yeah, I couldn't find the energy to keep up. Filming was all right, but editing, not so much.
Rebecca.
You don't have to name people. So that's Vlogmas. So maybe we should drop couple of spoilers.
We've got
a couple of ideas that we've got on our list.
Don't list them all because they need to come back.
Let's have a let's get into Todoist, which is our to-do app of choice.
I just use notes.
Yeah,
I'm not fancy.
I just click on my project called Vlogmas. Gotta be prepared. So the two we filmed today, I give you a clue. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll have seen what we're wearing and stuff. But I'm holding up a Santa hat. Danetta's holding up an elf hat for our audio listeners.
You think you've already said one that we did because you said you haven't really watched many.
Yeah, talking about films, Christmas songs. We windled down a short list of 10-ish.
Yeah.
To find out what was left. We deleted one by one. We were left with a definitive winner of the greatest song of all time.
Oh no. You're on about films.
Films, we got a definitive winner. Songs, interesting to listen to because we did not agree whatsoever. No. But you'll have to listen to those. They will be coming up. You're watching or listening to this today. One of those videos will be out tomorrow. The other one will be out whenever. Yeah. But they're two of the video ideas. A couple of others as well. There's a Christmas tag. So we're going to be doing a Christmas tag.
Yeah, we need to find to see if... normally they bring out a Christmas tag every year, like a new one every year, like where you ask questions and stuff. So we'll see if there's a new one out. If not, we'll just pinch an old one.
We're going to be dropping a kind of shop with us or what's available in certain shops.
Yeah, I'm going away for the night tomorrow night with my mum to a Christmas market. So I'll be filming there.
Yeah, there's a couple of videos you're going to be doing in this certain place because it's somewhere like it's miles away from where we live. So it'd be a nice little trip for you, and you're going to try and maximize the opportunity of smashing out some videos.
Yeah.
Bring them home and edit. And then in general, we might have a couple over. Cool videos. We're looking to do a couple of podcasts as well. There are a couple of videos like the films and music ones. If you are just a keen, avid audio listener, I'm going to rip the audio off videos that suit it and whack them straight onto our audio podcast platform as well. Because I know, honestly, lately, I've been choosing podcasts over music a lot in the car because I drive a lot. I've got a lot of time in the car and I've been whacking podcasts on loads. And I'm thinking maybe it is a hack, Vlogmas hack. There's so many vloggers, YouTubers doing Vlogmas, difficult to keep up with the videos. If you've got time driving around in the car, whack the people on that are doing podcasts as well. Consume it that way instead, which is like what we'll be doing. So we'll definitely have more podcasts coming up through December. We're going to have loads of videos. So... like subscribe and shit.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add about Vlogmas?
I don't think so. I did have something to say, but it totally went out of my head.
in general, then, just to end, really pleased to be back. I've really missed creating stuff. Like, never really had a direction, have we, to be fair?
Never.
It feels like now we've got a proper plan, proper schedule. We both seem quite motivated and focused to follow it through.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we've always been... That's one thing that I think people can say about us. We've not always had the best direction, but we're always there. Yeah. We're always doing something.
And that's why we've never really moved or grown or what have you, because we just always switch up what we're doing.
Yeah. Not but consistent. Now we've got a plan. So we're coming for you. Top spot for podcasting. No, actually, I might go second because that David podcast might go first. But yeah, subscribe to us everywhere. I am at @thatdavid_ on Instagram. Danetta is at @danettaLouise_ on Instagram. And you can follow everything by just simply typing in David and Danetta, because we're also at David and Danetta everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's us done. Welcome to December. We hope you have a fantastic festive period. And enjoy all the Vlogmas content coming your way. See you in a bit.
Bye.
Oh, that'll do for us first. Well, cobwebs are off now, aren't they?